Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of the Men's Room program live anywhere you go when you download the radio.com app. And joining us now, great radio stations like 96.5 WCMF Rochester's Classic Rock, our friends at 98.9 The Rock, Kansas City's rock station, and Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Our question today, why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
And here's one comment that I think we can all relate to. This is the typical story of all of us. Says, I took my brother camping with my friend's ex-girlfriend and her friends. My brother got drunk. He was mad that he wasn't getting laid. I tried to calm him down. He pushed my girlfriend, so I tackled him to the ground. He bit my lip off.
Oh!
Had surgery. Yeah, we've all been there.
Oh, man. Bit my lip off.
Bit his lip off.
And that's already weird. Like, you're, like, physically upset. Like, oh, you're camping, you got drunk, you just want to have sex. Like, what, right. You get a bitch and moan?
Yeah, and then bite your lip off. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores, guys.
Liquor and whores.
Good to talk to you. What's happening?
Oh, you know, we're just talking about people going to the hospital. We're
cringing a bit.
Yeah, how about that? So when I was 15 and I'm 47 now, my brother and I were hitchhiking and we got picked up. And last thing I remember is flipping off this girl that I knew, giving her the bird as we drove by. And then the next day I wake up in the hospital, found out that about cut my head off and lost 8 pints of blood and cut all the nerves and arteries to the left side of my body.
So wait, what, you're hanging out the window, I guess. What did you hit that almost cut your head off?
So I wasn't hanging out the window. I was just hanging my hand out the window. What it was, we hit another car head on. I was a passenger.
Oh.
Got picked up hitchhiking, and I have no memory of any of this, but they say that we were doing 70 miles an hour, and when we came up to an intersection, the person didn't yield the right of way to take a left, and we ended up hitting them practically head on. And the dashboards on the Mustangs, you know how they come out over the glove box?
Mm-hmm.
I ended up hitting that, and the sheet metal cut into my neck, and my collarbone held my body inside the car, but my head and stuff was rammed up through the window, and it cut the nerves and arteries going to the left side of my body. I just about bled out. They put 8 pints of blood in me, airlifted me to the hospital review in downtown Seattle, and the next day I woke up and I had no knowledge of what was going on, and I was really confused of why everybody and, you know, my friends and family were all standing around me looking at me. I had no clue what was happening.
You said you were with your brother during this time?
Yeah, I have an identical twin brother. He was in the back seat with me.
And how did he do?
So he got 7 stitches in his forehead.
Ooh, that's it. Ooh, boy.
That's it.
Yeah.
How long are you in the hospital?
Only 4 days.
That's not bad at all.
You're telling me I can almost slice my head off, lose 8 pints of blood, and in 4 days I'll go home?
What about the guy that you got the ride from, the hitchhiker, the driver of the car, the guy who picked you up? Did he ever come to the hospital to see you or check up on the situation, or did you ever talk to him afterward?
No, absolutely not. I have no idea whatever happened to that guy. The only thing I know about that guy is that he was drunk, And he tried to blame my brother for driving when the police showed up. This is what I hear from people that were around my mom. The lady that was a nurse turned truck driver, she's actually the woman that saved my life. She jumped out, and this is kind of funny. She used a maxi pad to press on my neck to stop the bleeding. So
they should put that in the ad.
Well, you probably,
hey ladies, you thought you had a heavy flow day.
Yeah, no, 8 quarts of blood's a lot.
This guy didn't bleed out after having his head damn near severed. Trust our pads,
yeah. Tampax.
Right.
Built
right,
for a woman, right, but made for a man.
Okay. It doesn't get any funnier than that.
So the guy did not get arrested for a Dewey or any of that?
Man, I really don't know. I was only 15 years old, and I was pretty out of it. Even though I got to go home after 4 days, I was really confused for a couple of weeks.
Is there a chance that maybe this saved your life because you got picked up by somebody who was interested in, you know, teenage boys? Like, I would never, ever hitchhike, first of all. But I would also never pick up two teenagers on the side of a road. You know what I mean? It just seems
At the time, I mean, it's standard fare, man. Yeah, it was. Trust me.
I'm not into pitching up hitchhikers, any of them.
I mean, yeah. I'll pick you up, you. But, well, let me ask you this, man. So the sheet metal went into your neck, right? And in 4 days, right, I send your ass back home. I know this sounds stupid, and this is not a severe. So, like, I severed an artery in my arm. They had to staple it, but it was in a kind of like in a Heisman position for a while. And when they finally took the staples out, they told me to straighten up my arm, and I couldn't do it. And I said, dude, it's mental. Maybe it was. I don't know. But I found it very difficult to do. So I'm thinking, if I almost got my neck severed, if somebody asked me a yes or no question, and that answer is yes, like, were you scared to nod your head, make it a point, say yes?
I couldn't. My head just kind of draped over. It kind of laid on my shoulder, leaning to the left side. And I had zero use of my left hand and arm. And they said that I would never lift up my head again, and I would never have use of my left arm again. Turned out not to be true. I actually, I have full use of my arms, my hands, my head. The only injuries that still remain is, some scarring and, I have some tingling, like, in my left bicep, and I'm slightly weaker in my left arm.
Would you ever buy a Ford Mustang?
I'm sitting in one right now.
Okay. I'm just curious.
I own a 2016 GT. I just came down here. My son joined the Coast Guard today. He just jumped in the car.
Congrats.
So I give a little shout-out to my son. Dylan Graff, I'm super proud of him. He just enlisted in the Coast Guard today.
Hell yeah.
I'm in a Mustang right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's
glad you're covered, man.
And that's, I got a whole box of tampons in the back, just in case we crash.
Well, on that, listen, man, so the guy brought up the woman used a maxi pad to stop the bleeding. So people are chiming in. They say, look, first aid kits at some high schools or all schools, they have maxi pads in them for gunshot wounds. That's the side of the times. Mm-hmm. Says, hey, gang, it's pretty common over in the sandbox for medics and the frontline troops. They carry extra maxi pads so they can stop the bleeding from wounds. Let's see. Funny story. Timber fallers often carry triple XL maxi pads with them in case they cut themselves with the saws.
But,
or see Big Sheila.
Robin, I don't know. I think you would be the right person to answer this. In this case, was he fortunate that the window when this happened was the window of time when this woman was carrying these products? Or is it something that you would carry with you all the time regardless?
If I'm a truck driver, they're just with me.
Sure.
Because
just sexier and sexier.
Exactly. Just the stretches of time that they have to drive, and they don't really have time to, like, stop down many places. I personally, if I was a truck driver, I would just stock up on whatever, right? Like, just basic first aid type things, any feminine whatever you need. Like,
why don't they have that in a TV commercial? Right. Hey, name's Tina. I'm on the road 4 or 5 days at a time. Like, man, flu comes for a visit. Yes. Guess what?
Only Costco has that commercial.
When I'm driving to see my sister, Tanya.
Right. If you're a truck driver, you got to have a ton of extra stuff like that.
You would think, right?
But as a guy, what do we need, right?
Condoms.
You think so in a truck?
I hope so.
Hey, not in the pickle park, player.
Yeah, exactly.
When I pick up a lot lizard, we're trying skin-to-skin contact. You know what I'm saying?
I do a little reptile love. Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Hadn't lived. You had sex with a reptile.
Oh, no. Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Scaly.
Hey, happy taco and Taco Tuesday, y'all.
Hola.
A lot going on this Tuesday. One guy's already celebrating Mardi Gras. He's like 4 months off.
It's insane.
Fat Tuesday.
Right.
Taco Tuesday.
No, his Fat Tuesday was with a PH.
There's a
difference. Come on, guys.
Got an interesting story. A couple years ago, on my way home from work on my motorcycle, there's a guy in a pickup truck and this other car. They were playing with each other. Like, they were trying to run each other off the road. I saw this and said, all right, I'm getting out of here. Get in the right lane, which is my exit lane. Go to leave. And the guy in the pickup truck completely takes me out. We're doing like 60 miles an hour or so. According to the Washington State Patrol, I flew about 240 feet. I broke my right femur. I shattered my left ankle. Severed both tendons in my left in my left middle finger. And spent about 10 days in the hospital. And a lot of recovery after that.
You said you drove by these guys?
No, I was riding my motorcycle. I decided to get around them and hit my exit. Just right, we were at my exit, and he came over two lanes, took me out. Didn't even see him coming.
What was the deal with him, man? Was he impaired?
Actually, I don't know. It was never found out exactly what happened.
My consensus
is that they were just in their own world, trying to race each other to do something, and I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
So they took off.
Yeah, well, the one guy took off. The guy hit me. He didn't take off. He stopped and changed his story a few times. But
you never
ultimately he wasn't found.
You never get informed of what happened to him in court or anything like that.
No, we had a very long battle. Took a few years, and ultimately I got enough to restart my life, but not enough to really restart my life. A lot of recovery involved. But
do you remember flying through the air?
I remember everything up until the point that I was begging the EMS to put me under.
Let me ask you a question. So you do remember, was it head first, or did you tumble through the air? Do you remember any of that?
Yeah. Hit me from the left. If you didn't have a cab on that truck, I probably could have hooked my arm and not went flying. I just remember seeing the ground coming at me and just the sound of the tumbling. When you're in that position, you don't feel anything at all. You're sort of just a passenger and watching it happen to you. It isn't until, maybe 10 minutes later when the pain starts coming in that you realize it's actually happening.
Damn.
Jesus. I would think the sound might be the worst.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
33-year-old guy named Alex Rawls kicked in the door to an apartment in Oshtemo Township, Michigan last Wednesday night. Apparently, he used to date someone who lived there for whatever reason. He was on a rampage, and he did not realize that the person he used to date, well, they didn't live there anymore. But he did not expect what he found inside. A 36-year-old guy named Ben Ball lives there.
Ben Ball.
And he was just playing video games and watching Rick and Morty at the time when the guy busted into his house. One of Ben's hobbies is medieval-style combat. He and his buddies make videos of themselves fighting, and he had plenty of weapons on hand. So Ben grabbed a battle axe and chopped Alex in the chest with it. They fought a little. Alex ran off in a bloody mess. The cops tracked all the blood and then arrested him, but he had to go to the hospital first. He's been charged with first-degree home invasion and could get 20 years in prison. Our question, why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Rayleigh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so my story's embarrassing.
Cool.
But I don't know if I can out-top the previous ones, but I shattered my femur tripping over my dog's bed.
Over your dog's bed?
Yeah.
And you shattered your femur?
Bed by the fireplace.
Must have taken a pretty nasty spill.
I mean, would you fall down 18 flights?
I was in the hospital for a week, and I had 5 blood transfusions.
Oh, no, wait.
It was not pretty.
So, you're walking, I assume, across the room. You trip over the dog's bed. How did you land that you shattered your femur?
What happened is I have a brick layout by my fireplace, and I just happened to hit it in the perfect, and I use that term loosely,
right,
a way that it landed on the corner and shattered my femur completely.
Oh, so when you landed and you hit the floor, you hit the corner of the brick that was projecting outward, and that snapped your leg in half.
Exactly. And the most embarrassing part about it, besides the story in and of itself, is that was the first day that the snow fell last February. And when I was in the orthopedic, everybody assumed I slipped on snow or slipped on the ice. And when they heard the dog bed story, it was pretty hard for them to keep a straight face.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is it, anyway?
She's a terrier mix. She weighs about 20 pounds. And she wasn't even in the bed. She was upstairs
sleeping in your bed. Sleeping in the big person's bed, which is what they do.
So I tripped over her bed that she sleeps by the fireplace on. So, yeah, and I had to call the EMT, and they said, have you had fentanyl before? I said, no, but I've heard good things about it, and that's all she wrote.
I've heard good things about it. Big fan.
Yeah, reading about all these overdoses in Ohio. Give
how
us
long?
But I mean, seriously, I was in that much pain. I didn't care if they'd given me, if they'd euthanized me at that point.
We're just going to go ahead and put you down.
The full dog experience, the bed, the euthanization.
How long are you in a cast?
I actually wasn't in a cast. I was in the hospital for a week, and I was basically, the TSA loves me because I blow it up, but I have an entire iron ladder basically going up my femur. And if you look at my x-rays, it looks like somebody's, I mean, it's just all screwed up. I mean, the whole thing, but it's just embarrassing to say, hey, how'd you hurt yourself? Oh, I tripped over my dog's bed.
Is that the same story you told after you got out of the hospital? Like, doctors, you got to be honest with. When anyone else asks, like, I had to fight a shark. I mean, I don't know anything.
Well, I was thinking of skydiving, but considering it was snowing out, I don't think I need to buy that
story. No, no, yeah.
Okay.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
You're right. I don't even understand the purpose of a dog bed.
Well, you buy one. I had two. One upstairs in the bedroom, one downstairs in the living room. Now, if you were to go downstairs in the living room, Chewy will be on the couch.
Right, that's what I mean.
And then if you go upstairs to the bedroom, Chewy is on the bed. And there's perfectly two nice beds there that are sitting that
I
could be
used. I
have
thrown out the dog bed because the only thing that sat in the dog bed was either the cat or the kids.
Does Rainbow Janet still use it?
Rainbow Janet is now lurking downstairs. She has her own bed, but she will sleep anywhere that she wants because she's a cat.
Okay.
And thank you. Dog beds really only work if you keep the dog out of the bedroom.
That's it. I mean, that is it. Otherwise, right, I know where my dog is. If it's in my bedroom, it is in my bed, period. There's no question about it.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA. And they're nice beds, by the way.
They're not cheap either.
No, and they look comfortable, and you know, they pull them out and wash them.
Well, see, you're saying that. Your dog's like, then why don't you sleep in them? Because I'm thinking the same thing about your bed that I have to jump into.
They have some big enough, like, for a Great Dane that you could probably get a decent night's sleep in one.
You know what? You're not wrong. You can't afford a bed, right? Times are tough, man. You're young.
Honestly, at the end of the day, as long as there's some cushioning underneath, like, your torso, like, the top half of you, you're fine.
You're good.
I've slept on one.
You slept on a dog bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't you? You haven't lived.
Yeah. Have you never fallen asleep in somebody else's kitchen on the dog bed?
No.
Wow. Yeah, it's like you don't even live, man.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yeah, back in 2012, I, right around Thanksgiving, I wasn't feeling too well. And I'm sitting at my computer, and I went to my bedroom, grabbed my shoes, put them on, and told my wife, hey, we need to go to the clinic. And she got right up and was like, okay. And we got to the clinic, and next thing I know, 6 days later, I just got out of a coma.
Why were you in a coma for 6 days?
Is this day seven?
I ended up having a heart attack in the clinic.
Oh.
And from what my wife was telling me, it was like the EMTs came in and they were on the gurney, giving me CPR. And it was like, what? I
had heart attack.
Burn marks from the whatever machine they call it. But yeah, I
defibrillator?
No, it's not an incubator. It's the
defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
To like shock you back to life, the pads?
Yeah. And
you don't know
he's
the name.
He's having a heart attack.
You don't know
incubate
the name.
Him.
You don't know the name of the thing that brought you back to life? Is that what you're telling us?
Pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, see, that would be one that I would remember.
Do you even care? Yeah. I mean, like, they saved then, your life with the machine.
The dehumidifier brought me back to life. And the room steamy.
They put me in a humidor and
smoked a cigar.
So
they could have hooked my nipples up to a battery charger. I wouldn't have known.
Okay. And are you
they
okay?
May have done that too.
I was going to ask if you're okay now, but are you okay now?
No.
Physically.
Yeah, this was back in 2012.
All right.
No lasting effects, you think?
There is.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, I've had AFib just last 3 months ago.
What is AFib? I keep seeing commercials for it, but I don't have it, so I don't retain the information. What is AFib?
Well, AFib is when you're...
You lie!
No, it's when the two valves don't communicate, synchronize together.
Okay.
So it goes into a scatter. And then, yeah, so now I have to be on blood thinners to keep me alive. And it's like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Shame. All you have right. to take blood thinners,
just
man.
Phase
but you
one.
Can't, you can't have a beer or nothing on blood thinners.
But you're alive. I mean, look, I know. Oh. I know. I get it, Ted. It's I
easier
understand.
Said than done.
So can they repair your heart? Do you have, like, an ASD or something?
No, they put stents in that it's kind of like fixing a hose, you know, to keep it open.
Right. Now, is this cholesterol related by any stretch?
Yeah, I had high cholesterol. It was very high.
Once again, Men's Room Colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Nicest cusser in the business.
Yeah, it's true.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Did he seem all right to you?
Yeah.
Really?
That was step one.
He seemed all right to you. That guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Phase one.
All right. If you okay. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this is a story from when I was a freshman in high school. I was in the JRTC program, and we were doing a rehearsal for the honor guard. And we'd been standing at parade rest for close to about an hour and a half while they were working out some technical issues with the PA system. And I guess I had locked my knees because I passed out. And when I fell, I had my sword in my right hand, and I guess I had landed on the hilt, and it went through the bottom of my chin. When I woke up, they were bringing me up off the ground. I saw teeth and blood everywhere.
Ooh.
So pretty much what had happened is when I fell, the sword landed perfectly straight up, and it went through right behind my chin, and it cut a big hole through there. When I went to the hospital, I shattered my TMJ on the right side. I had 7 broken teeth, and then they needed 9 stitches to patch the hole.
You know what really makes this worse to me is, like, you know, when people say I fell on a sword, you just assume they meant the blade.
Mm-hmm.
But not you. Oh, no, not Ryan. He took the hilt to the back of the chin, so it just busted all of your teeth. How many teeth did you lose?
I lost 2 completely. They just were toast after this. Damaged 7 in all, but I only got the 2 fixed, so I have 5 with chips and cracks in them right now.
Did you continue your military career after that?
I actually graduated from high school with the intention of enlisting. Had some medical issues where the paperwork didn't really add up. So when that kind of fell apart, I went around looking for any career I could start.
Okay. Yeah, if you're in junior ROTC, typically you're going on. And,
well, yeah, I would think so.
And doing that, but you can't eat solid food, so we can't enlist you, you know, right now.
What do you do for a living now?
Right now I'm working small-time construction with a fence company, and I'm getting my low-voltage electrician apprenticeship started.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Nice.
Very cool.
You're about to make some money, dog.
You know, it's funny. My brother, he was much better scholastically. Yeah. I can't even say it. He was better at school.
Sure.
So he got selected for something, some military thing, where it's like high school, two high school students from all these schools go, blah, blah, blah. My dad's a veteran. So he was so proud. We drove out to Western Maryland to pick him up. My brother's doing all the, like, marching around and stuff. My dad's really feeling it. I remember my brother got in the car and was like, I'm never joining the military. It was like the worst week of, quote, unquote, his life.
High and low there. Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
We had a couple of comments here. We had the guy who called. He had a heart attack, went into a coma for 6 days. Took a while to get there, but that's the story. But he said he's on blood thinners now, right? Stay alive. Yeah. And he said, but Ted, you can't drink. So someone chimes in and say, my dad's been on blood thinners for 20 years since his stroke. He drinks every night. He bleeds a lot if he cuts himself on accident, though.
I bet.
Yeah.
And bruises easy.
My bad. I've only had to take them a couple times. That was always the rule.
And someone else, Miles, had just said, a few people, I'm paraphrasing a bunch of comments that came in, just says, quote, is this day 7? Best one-liner of the day. someone else says,
I didn't think I offended him.
I don't believe you did.
Okay.
Let's see.
You'd have to notice.
You can have a beer on blood thinners. It actually thins it, but don't get too crazy. I've been on them for 15 years.
All right.
So people, they're drinking and doing
you got high thinners. Cholesterol, man. Go for
My
it.
Bad.
That's what you're saying. Why were you in the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
All right, so I train dogs for a living, and there was about a year and a half ago, and I was out by Lake Washington in the Kirkland area, and on the lake there, I was training the owner and the dogs on the come command, and I had a long, about a 50-foot, maybe 40-foot long lunge line, and it was a Dane Mastiff mix, and he was already 10 months, but he was a good solid 100 pound big puppy. And I was training on a prong collar and a long line. And I was telling the owner what not to do and what to do. And right when I was telling her, don't do this so the dog doesn't lunge and it pulls you, right when I said that, I put the loop over my wrist, like through my hand.
Yeah.
And right when I said, don't do this, the dog saw a bunch of ducks, like, kind of take off a little bit. And the dog took off a good 30, 40 feet. And the next thing I know, I'm in the beach area, and I heard a pop, and I roll over. And I'm like, what just happened? And I can't move. So she's like, I'm calling the ambulance. And I'm like, what happened? So the ambulance show up. And I cannot move. So I get into the hospital. Nurses, you know, they drug me up and everything. I'm like, woo, this is good. My doctor looks like Matthew Modine off of Stranger Things. That was really cool.
So that's comforting.
So everything's going your way at this point.
I want to think of Stranger Things.
You got a hot doctor there. You're flying. This is all good so far.
Oh, yeah. So they take some x-rays of me, and I broke 4 ribs on my right side under my armpit, like where the bra strap kind of goes. And I was like, this is going to be nice. So about a month later, the owner wants another lesson. And I said, well, I've got these broken ribs. I can't really do anything, but I can return your money back. And she's like, no, everything will be okay. 2 weeks later, she's yelling at me because I can't do her lesson because I've got these broken ribs. What do you want me to do? But, yeah, I end up in the hospital for 4 broken ribs from a dog pulling on me for about 30 feet.
That sucks, because anytime you want to sneeze, anytime you cough, anytime you just want to roll over on your side in bed or whatever, that's a pain in the ass.
Do you still train dogs?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing it for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's bound to happen, mm-hmm. 15 years.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they can't do anything for your ribs.
No,
and to
no.
tell you the truth, yeah, they don't wrap you, they don't do anything because they're worried about, like, pneumonia kicking in, but laying on your side, actually the side that's broken, feels better than actually laying on the opposite side, because if you lay on the opposite side, your ribs are just kind of floating. But still, to this day, a year and a half, almost 2 years later, I still feel like if I tie my shoes or if I cough just wrong or whatever, it'll lock up a little bit.
Okay. I broke my ribs twice in 1 year, and trust me when I say that it took a long time for that to heal.
What's the most difficult breed of dog to train? Like, you look at it and you're like, ah, crap, here we go.
One that has an owner that won't listen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, yeah. All of this because of the cum command. Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Most people don't know this, but these animals have been filthy all day.
Yes.
So are the kangaroo. Now the dog's hurt on it. I mean, just what these animals are doing.
Typically, it's just getting your knee taken out at the dog park, man. Those dogs are flying around chasing each other and everything else.
Oh, no, I've seen that. And I feel bad because I laughed. I didn't realize the guy was kind of injured, but... back in Baltimore, I had a big... Look, sorry, man.
I'm with you. I'm just picturing somebody getting taken out.
He had a Rottweiler, and a real sweet Rottweiler. So anyway, but big dog. I had a shepherd, big dog. One of the women that would show up at this dog park all the time, she had two little whippets, like a miniature greyhound, and they are lightning fast. So they would always take off, and all the bigger dogs would trail behind, and they would chase around and around and around. So we're standing there talking. The dogs are just circling around this park. And two whippets run right between this guy's legs. And when he looks up, it's his dog, man, just runs over top him. I mean, my dog did too, but his dog knocked him down. First reason I laughed because he got taken out. The second reason I laughed is because he had these big-ass muddy footprints, perfect dog prints that went basically from knee to chest. They kept going. So I'm laughing, man. He couldn't get up. He ruptured something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We got him up, and then he went a separate way. But I'm like, ooh, I feel bad for laughing. But to be fair... it looked hilarious.
Yeah, and it's a legit thing at a dog park. Mm-hmm. Or if you're just in an open space with, like, bigger dogs, and they're, you know, zooming.
Yeah, they'll move out of the way.
And the size of dog she's talking about is a dog that's about 120, 130 pounds.
Yeah, easy.
So the thing that took off down the beach with her is...
well, she said it was 100 pounds at that time.
Yeah, I mean, those things are...
yeah, right.
Huge.
Like, I mean, it sounds funny, like, oh, a dog hurt
you. I mean,
it is
like, funny.
No, but you're not ready for that.
Right.
I don't care who you are.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you're just joining us, where are you on this show? All episodes are available on radio.com. Go to California. Doorbell video captured the horrifying moments a 13-year-old boy was hit by a car while crossing the street on Monday afternoon in South Whittier, according to California Highway Patrol. Officers were called at 3 o'clock for a car versus pedestrian collision at Santa Fe Springs Boulevard. The video revealed that the teen was standing on one side of the road behind a parked car waiting to cross the street. Across the street was his dad and his mom picking him up after school. After allowing a few vehicles to pass, the victim attempted to cross the street but was hit by a black Toyota Camry. Video shows him being tossed up into the car's hood and windshield before flying through the air and then landing on the pavement. Neighbors ran outside after hearing the impact. One described the scene as heart-wrenching. The mom said her son and the victim, named Nomar, are friends. That's exactly right. He got hit by his friend.
Oh, God.
Driving the other direction. The victim was crossing the street, getting into his dad's waiting car when he was struck. The father was able to help and comfort his son at the scene. The good news is he was transported to a local hospital with major injuries, but is expected to survive and make a full recovery.
Ted, have you seen the video?
No.
All you need to know. Miles says, man, you got to see this video. We watched the video. Then we watched it again, but Miles turns the volume up. It is a game changer.
You can hear people screaming on the doorbell cam.
But when you hear this kid get hit by the car, you're like, gah. I mean, the sound of it is worse than the visual.
Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
So thank you again for sharing that with me, Miles.
Sure.
That was outstanding.
I did show a dog video after.
You did. Hello, Donovan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola. All right. So... in high school, I don't remember if I was a freshman or sophomore. I just remember when I was playing football, and I got tackled rather rough and took quite the low blow, and I ended up in the hospital with testicular torsion.
Ooh.
Yeah, good times. The only upside to it was how attractive the nurse was, that it was non-invasive, so they didn't have to open me up. I didn't have to go through surgery or anything.
So what do you think? You're giving her a treat? Oh, you get to look at my testicles.
Yeah, here's 15-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Baby.
You know, at the time, absolutely.
Now, I'm always happy to meet an attractive woman, particularly if I'm struggling with my testicles at that very moment. I'm like, yeah, The gods are looking down on me.
Yeah, that's. I don't feel the same way about that anymore.
No, you really don't.
I don't. After my surgery, I had been, after I woke up, it'd been a long time since I'd used the bathroom. And I really, really had to go to the bathroom. But in my state of mind, I can go to the bathroom.
Sure.
Even though I'm all hooked up to all the juice.
But your confidence is there.
I can pick this thing. I can roll this stick, you know what I mean, yeah. With saline down the, whatever it is, down the hallway. I can go use the bathroom. I stand up. I start swaying back and forth. The nurse comes in. She's like, you got to sit down. You got to sit down. I'm like, I got to pee. So she runs and grabs this bottle.
You with know a little curved top.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm already out. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm almost ready to go. I'm in a robe. I mean, I'm completely naked because I just was out of surgery.
So. That's her lucky day, isn't it?
Exactly. So I'm just looking at her, and she's real attractive, and I'm looking down at me peeing in this bottle going like, this is not good. This is not good at all. This is not good optics. This is a horrible, horrible optics. And then I filled the whole damn thing up, and she had to run and get another one. Right. Do you know how hard it is to stop peeing once you start?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
It's like nearly eating Pringles. Impossible.
Filled up
once
one
you pop, you can't stop.
Filled up one and a half of those bad boys. Just like, yeah. It looked like Country Time Lemonade. Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-OLA.
Did she say that, or is that your upset?
That was what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Because I was thirsty then, too.
Yeah,
I hadn't anything to drink. You know, you
get what surgery was this?
That was when I got my new butthole.
Oh. The new one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, already in there for great reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
You're already sexy.
Don't keep piling it on now.
Hey, I'll just eat a can of sardines while I'm in here, you know? And mustard, that's okay. You don't mind the smell, right? Yeah, that's your best look ever.
Exactly. With a bucket hat on.
Hello, Ariel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so my injuries were not as exciting as everyone else's, but I had to share this because I knew you guys would appreciate the ironies that are involved in the story.
All right.
So Halloween 3 years ago, I work, get off work early because I use some of my vacation time to go volunteer at church to help set up for Halloween there.
Oh, whatever. I sing to orphan hamsters with a ukulele.
I'm sure that you do. Anyway, finish there, go help my friend set up her Halloween party, visit a little bit. I'm driving home. It's barely 8 o'clock at night, but it's dark. It's rainy. I'm driving past the high school and I'm driving straight. Somebody decides to turn left out of that parking lot. Doesn't see me, slams into the front right of my car. Shoves me into oncoming traffic. I hit somebody else, spin 180 degrees, and screech to a halt. Apparently, the second car then ricochets off of me, drives through 2 yards, and lands in somebody else's parked car.
Damn. That's pretty exciting
stuff. Yeah. Right? It was extensive. The front fourth of my car was gone.
And how are you physically?
Physically, I was actually really okay. They didn't think I needed to go to the hospital because I was standing, I was coherent, I wasn't bleeding,
still,
nothing was broken.
I mean, but did you go anyway?
I did.
Okay.
The reason I didn't take the ambulance that arrived was because the car I'd been forced into oncoming traffic and hit, older gentleman who was having chest pain, and I was worried he was having a heart attack.
Sure.
So I sent them with him to the hospital. So when I've now been standing around in the rain, in the dark, in my costume, you know, tiny dress.
What were you dressed as?
I was dressed as Harley Quinn.
Okay.
All right.
But I've been now standing out in the dark, in the rain. Like, the only reason I have anything on more than this dress is because a good Samaritan gave me his hoodie.
Good Samaritan, my ass.
He stole it from the victim of a different kind of
I need to talk to her. Good Samaritan.
Probably. But no, he was great. But I've been standing on my bad knee for 2 hours now. And I get hurried across the street by the cop because he doesn't think I'm injured. Because again, I didn't go in the ambulance. And finally, I'm like, okay, everything's cleaned up. My car's being towed. Everything's clear. I've got my little packet of information they give you when you get hit. And I'm like, can I go to the hospital now? And he's like, I thought you were fine. I'm like, no, I'm pretty much ready to like start punching people so that somebody gives me a ride to the hospital.
Oh, my neck!
That's
oh,
not very church-like.
Oh, my back, my neck, yeah.
And to celebrate, you know, Halloween at church is one of the fine Christian traditions that I can
remember. Absolutely.
Devil's Night.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Why were you at the hospital? 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.